Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chiwachum. Our text for reflection is Mark 7, 31 to 37. The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 7, verse 31 to 37. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of the Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone. But the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." My theme for reflection is the radical reordering of values in the kingdom of God. The radical reordering of values in the kingdom of God. In Mark 7, 31 to 37, we witness a significant moment in Jesus' ministry where he heals a man who is deaf and has a speech impediment. A story, though seemingly simple, is rich with meaning, especially when read in the broader context of Mark's Gospel, which frequently juxtaposes stories to make deeper theological points. Here, the physical healing of the man is more than just a miracle. It is a symbolic act that unveils the radical nature of God's kingdom, a kingdom where the least expected are uplifted and the marginalized are given a voice. The narrative is set in the Decapolis, a region known for its Gentile population, which highlights Jesus' ministry beyond the Jewish community. The man brought to Jesus is physically isolated by his inability to hear and speak, a condition that would have also socially marginalized him in the ancient world. Yet Jesus takes him aside, away from the crowd, and heals him with intimate, tactile actions, putting his fingers in the man's ears, spitting and touching his tongue. This personal and compassionate encounter underscores the profound dignity Jesus grants to the marginalized, restoring not just physical health, but also social inclusion. This healing is deeply connected to the broader themes in Mark's Gospel, where the disciples often misunderstand Jesus' mission, while those on the fringes, like this deaf man, become examples of faith and receptivity to God's grace. The man's healing is an act of divine reversal, where the last become first and the least become the greatest. It is a foreshadowing of the ultimate reordering of values in God's kingdom, a theme that is reinforced throughout the gospel. Immediately following this healing, the crowd is astonished, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." This declaration is a direct echo of Isaiah's prophecies about the coming Messiah, Isaiah 35:5-6, where the restoration of creation includes the healing of the deaf and the mute. Through this miracle, Mark subtly reveals Jesus' identity as the Messiah who inaugurates the kingdom of God, a kingdom that defies human expectations and elevates those whom society deems insignificant. My dear friends, in our modern world, the pursuit of status and recognition often drives our decisions, much like in ancient times. We seek validation through material possessions, social connections and achievements, striving to be seen and valued by others. Yet the kingdom of God, as Jesus reveals, operates on entirely different principles. It is a kingdom where the marginalized are cherished and true honor is found in humility and service. This passage challenges us to reconsider how we view those on the margins of society. Those who, like the deaf man, may be physically, socially, or economically isolated. It invites us to align our values with those of God's kingdom, to see and serve the least of these as bearers of God's image. In doing so, we participate in the divine work of restoration and reconciliation, bringing the values of God's kingdom to bear in our lives and communities. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, who are the marginalized in your community, and how might you be called to serve them in light of Jesus' example? Number two, how do the values of God's kingdom challenge your own pursuit of status, recognition, or material success? Gracious and loving God, open our eyes to see the world as you see it, where the last are first and the least are cherished. Help us to embrace the values of your kingdom, to seek honor not in the eyes of the world, but in humble service to others. May we follow the example of Jesus, reaching out to those on the margins, bringing healing, dignity, and inclusion. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.